My name is Todd Richardson. I serve as the Energy Director for South Central Missouri Community Action Agency, but I come here representing the Missouri Association for Community Action. We represent all 19 community action agencies in Missouri, and we cover every county, including the city of St. Louis. At some point, all Missourians will need access to health care. We know that. And health insurance provides individuals a way to access it. I really just want to ask essentially three questions. And be frank that, you know, as I think has been said, I believe yesterday, if this was easy, we'd have already had an answer. So, you know, you are tasked with coming up with the answers to this. So I want to ask these three questions. One is, and it's somewhat been asked, but this group that we serve is a broad group, the low-income folks in the state. The percentages, who are the uninsured? Well, the percentages vary in the state, but most estimates say over 15%. And in rural counties, rural communities, such as, for example, Scotland and Knox counties, and there are others in our area, as high as 25%. Medicaid, as has been talked about, currently covers children at 300% of federal poverty, pregnant women 185%, elderly disabled blind 85%, low income at 19%. And this is equal, 19% is equal to less than $310 a month for a family of three. And of course, as was mentioned yesterday in the slides, and I think has been alluded to this today, low-income adults who don't have any children don't have access to any type of Medicaid health care coverage unless they fall in one of the previous categories, as I mentioned. 25% of Missouri's jobs are in occupations that pay below poverty, and over 32% of our working families are low income. So, I mean, there's some of the problems here that we're facing, the realities. And as has been stated by some, low-wage workers are essential contributors to our economy. These low-wage workers care for our aging parents, they take care of our children, clean our offices, a lot of other things like that. They enable the rest of us to do our jobs. They're critical players in keeping our economy humming, but they don't seem to be benefiting from the prosperity that they're helping to create. Why does this matter? That's the second question. The uninsured are less likely to have access to preventative care and regular health screenings. The uninsured are more likely to have a disease diagnosed in an advanced stage, like breast cancer, colorectal cancer. Uninsured adults are 25% more likely to die prematurely than adults with insurance. And according to the Families USA report, 461 adults under the age of 65 in Missouri died due to lack of health care coverage in 2010. These are tough questions. According to a 2011 report from the U.S. Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, the report was called, "Is Poverty a Death Sentence? The Human Cost of Socioeconomic Disparities." The lowest earning and least educated individuals often suffer from the worst health. Meanwhile, those in the highest income group live an average of 6.5 years longer than people living in poverty. These are other reports. So what are the benefits of increased health care access? Well, it seems that the old adage, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. By increasing access to preventative care for all Missourians, and that's the question, isn't it? How that's done. The end result should be lower costs for care across all sectors. Expanding insurance coverage to more adults would decrease the amount of costs that hospitals have to absorb and uncompensated costs. And reforming Medicare to expand coverage and provide opportunities for more federal resources would benefit the local economy, as I believe has been stated already today and previously by other folks. And for me, especially in rural communities where I'm from, CNN reported in 2009 that 60% of all personal bankruptcies, 60% of all personal bankruptcies were as a direct result of medical expenses. Increasing access to insurance, we believe, would help reduce that and would make a big impact on our economy. I want to share with you just one story. I had a lot of stories that we asked from our network, and I won't use, of course, the person's real name, but this is a real story. The gentleman was from Franklin County, Missouri. He's a 50-year-old construction worker who recently was let go from his employer. He had a full-time job with health insurance for the last 30 years until the company decided that they could hire somebody else to do his job for less. But unfortunately for Brett, at 50 years of age, he wasn't ready to retire, couldn't do that, and he had diabetes and had been able to maintain his condition, keep it under control through regular doctor visits when he had health care coverage. And as of right now, he's receiving unemployment benefits, which temporarily puts him over the income guidelines for Medicaid. And so without health insurance, he will not be able to control his diabetes and find another job. We see
this
issue.
Thank you, Mr. Richardson.
Thank you.
We're at 5 right now, so I would like to have opportunity for the senators to ask questions if desired. We have questions for this witness. Thank you very much for your time, sir, and we appreciate your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.